Republicans had to go back to the drawing board with their repeal and replace effort of Obamacare. CBO says it would cut 22 million people over 10 years and would also increase the amount of premiums from out-of-pocket pay. It will also drastically increase the price of premiums for insurance, among other things. Anton Gunn, formerly of the Obama administration's Health and Human Services Department, says,
I'm looking forward to celebrating the 4th of July with the Affordable Care Act still intact.
Then President Barack Obama looked to Gunn for the numbers in order to get minorities to sign up for ACA, the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. But what does this look like to Gunn?
Everything is at stake for people who are vulnerable. So whether you're a low-income senior citizen who needs Medicare for long-term care services, whether you're a parent that has a child that was born with special needs, you have a major concern about Medicaid. Whether you're an adult who is trying to live a full functional life, you should be very concerned that both of these proposals gut the main programs and the main support that provides the opportunity for you to live full and productive lives. There's also a concern about how we are balancing the budget on the backs of those low-income families and by giving tax breaks back to the very wealthy and to large corporations. And that funding goes to vital, important programs for low-income people and people who are the most vulnerable. And I think the thing overall, that it doesn't matter whether you're low-income, whether you're middle-income, or high income, if you buy insurance in this environment, what they are proposing makes it more difficult for you to buy.
April Ryan, AURN News.